The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Cassidy Simpson, and here are my two co-hosts, Mom and Dad.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm
nice
the host.
Try.
Yeah, she wants to be the host, but no, I'm really the host. I'm the real Rick Simpson. But anyway, she would like it to be the Cassidy show, probably. Anyway, welcome everybody. And Cassie, you did a great job. That was very good.
Thank
she thought
you.
She was gonna laugh, but she kept a straight face through the whole thing. So now she's laughing. Anyway, so today it's a special show because I'm joined today with my wife Julie.
Hello.
And my and my youngest daughter, Cassidy. And so my other daughter, she's the older, we have two children, two daughters, 16 and 13. Gosh, it's kind of scary. Julie and I, we're getting old, aren't we?
Well, you're getting old.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. So ladies, you can appreciate that, I'm sure. Anyway, so my oldest daughter, she is actually at home. She's actually, they're homeschooled, and she's taking college classes that qualify for high school and college. So you take
dual
one class, but you get dual enrollment. My wife, she's good with money. Julie's great with money. So anyway, so she's saving us a pile from the first year of college. So she's at home. She said, I can't be on the radio. Cassie's always happy to be on the radio.
She doesn't have time. That's what she's
exactly.
always telling us.
But my oldest daughter, Courtney, she sort of wanted to give us a recording. We actually made her do a recording. Is that right, Cassidy? But she came up with something. So Cassie has pre-recorded this on her cell phone. So Cassidy, hit it.
Hello, everyone. My name is Courtney, and I'm sorry I couldn't be there today, but I have to go to school now. Goodbye.
That's her British accent.
Yes, and we're not from.
Shout out to all her countrymen, as she likes to say.
You know, when they were kids, they watched the modern version of Parent Trap, and so that's her knockoff version. Although
it's pretty good.
Yes, we pair our daughters are not like the girl, but anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, that's her British accent. So we need to get to the real business of the show. That's just all by way of intro of the family. We hope you all enjoy the whole show
and learn something too.
Exactly. There you go. But you know, I feel like it's always fun that you guys can connect with us as a family, not just me. Melody is actually down the street. She's had a lot of work lately, so I thought, well, we'll just have Julie and Cassie join us maybe this week and maybe even next week too. But anyway, before we move on, I'm going to have Julie fill in for Melody and tell you all how you can connect to us.
Well, of course, you can visit us at crossroadsofhealthradio.com if you miss any part of the show or you want to go back in our archives and listen to some other shows. Also, at shopnaturalproducts.com, you can find any of the products that we're going to talk about today at 10% off EDLP. And then after we give you the
10%
code,
off MSRP.
I'm so sorry.
EDLP is everyday low price. Julie's just learning.
I'm learning.
Manufacturer suggested retail price, right,
Cassidy?
I should
have just said 10%.
Yeah.
After we give you the code today, it'll be 35% off. So stick with us for the whole show to listen.
Yeah, we're going to have about 20 products that are going to be on sale this week at usually 25, but at 35 off this week. So please hang with us for the whole show. And we can't promise you, but I think you're going to really enjoy it if you hang with us for the whole show. You can go to facebook.com/ultralabs. You can like us there. I just know Melody has more of a volume of information she usually gives out than just that.
She's so much better at
anyway,
this than I am.
That's fine. But Facebook, we always appreciate you liking us. We actually have a picture. My brother came in, took a picture of the three of us here on the radio. We'll upload that to Facebook if you want to check it out. Anyway,
and then there's always emeraldlabs.com if you want to look at any of the products specifically.
Right. So anyway, and for those of you that don't know, let me just chime in a couple things. We are in the process of going through a complete rebrand right now. We used to carry different brands. We carried Emerald Labs, but then we also carried Rainforest and Fruitreants and Ultra Botanicals. We're branding all that under the Emerald Labs moniker now. So we're in process of transitioning all those labels over to a new, fresh look. Everybody we've talked to, there's been not one, I don't think, one dissenter. Maybe one girl in the office said, well, they're okay. But anyway, no, none of our stores, they all love these new labels. And so everything's going under the Emerald Labs moniker now. So we are in the process of redesigning the website to emeraldlabs.com.
Can I say one thing I like about the new branding?
In a minute.
Okay.
Sorry. Emeraldlabs.com is not completed yet. So we're still utilizing ultralaboratories.com, but you can get, we're about 75% complete on the emeraldlabs.com. So you can go either place and check it out. Anyway, go ahead, Dan.
I love the new lids. Okay. So the, normally it's a screw-on cap. Now it also has where you can flip up and just really quickly get your vitamins out of there. Okay. That's
a flip top. That's flip right. Top. The flip top caps.
It's
yes.
Great.
We've moved over to those. I don't know if all the products have transitioned yet. For those of you that don't know, we do have a complete manufacturing plant here. We make all these products in-house at our FDA audited manufacturing plant. I pick all the raw material vendors on these products myself because I take about 125 pills a day, and Cassie takes pills, Julie takes pills, Courtney takes, we all take them. Mark Stengler, the naturopathic medical doctor, he sees us, does blood work about once a year, and we love what we do. It's so much fun. But with that, let me just say, each show has a structure where we do talking points in the front end where, if you're just tuning in, you've never heard us before, we have talking points to talk about current things in the nutrition industry and the things that might relate to you, or things that relate to what's going on in the industry. And then we talk about products in the middle of the show with some good information about, you know, different conditions people struggle with, joint issues or adrenal issues, things like that. And at the end of the show, we do our getting to know you, because we feel like it's always fun to give you guys a little look into our personal lives and just about our history and things. And we put a code with those getting to know yous, and that's how you get the discount. So anyway, so you got to wait till the end to do the getting to know you. And we got a really fun one today that we think you'll really like. So with that, we should jump right into our talking points. And it's a little new for Julie. Usually Melody, you know, she does this all the time. So we have some talking points today. And I think I'm going to start out with the dental. And then the other one,
we're going to talk about Cassidy's knee today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because Cassidy, we have a personal issue that Cassidy went through. And you guys, you can both do that one, Cassidy, because okay. It's your knee, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, okay, but I want to start. I've talked about my dental work on this program before, but there have been some new developments. And I'm just, every time I go to the orthodontist, I learn new things. And just like in nutrition with integrative doctors, naturopathic doctors, dentists run the gamut. There's kind of the typical standard dentist, and then there's guys that are more integrative in their approach to how they deal with dentistry and orthodontics. So we actually have two dentists. I mean, we have one guy named Dr. Aguilar who does our, he does our fillings, yeah. And then we have an orthodontist guy, Dr. Mehta, who does the root canals.
Is he an orthodontist?
Yes.
Oh,
and
okay.
He
went, I always thought that was for braces.
Yeah, but orthodontics is braces
that.
Also. But
shows
and
what
only what Dr. Aguilar told me was the guys that go to dental school, about the top 3% get to go into orthodontics because they, quite honestly, the money is better in orthodontics. And then Dr. Mehta, who does the root canals, he went to Boston Dental School, which that's like
the
Harvard of dental schools. So he's just really, really good. And the things I mentioned before on the show, and this could go for, I'll try not to take too long, but I want to lay a little bit of foundation for you guys so you understand. Before 2000, when they did root canals, they swore up and down, they said there's three roots in all the molars, in the back teeth. And that's how they, when they did root canals, they only canaled out three roots because that's how many were in the molars. He goes, then sometime in the between 2000 and 2010, they said, oh, we now have found out there's actually four roots in most molars. It's not for everybody. Some people through genetics have different things, but generally people have four roots. So here, so anybody had a root canal prior to 2000, they were only, if your root was dying, you have necrotic or dying root tissue, they would only remove three roots. So guess what? They left one root in there that is dying and rotting in your tooth after they sealed it with a root canal. So gee, that tells me that's a bit of a problem. And the reason for that is because most guys that do root canals don't use microscopes when they're doing the root canals, and you can only see the fourth root with a microscope. And when you see Dr. Mehta, he has a microscope and he looks in your mouth and he can find that fourth root. And so he makes sure to clean the tooth out completely before he sterilizes it and then seals it up. So that's the first thing. So anyway, last year, Dr. Mehta did 5 root canals on me. And this is because he said back when I was a kid in the early 70s, when they did mercury amalgams, they would carve out a huge amount of the tooth with mercury amalgams. And because mercury is not a good adhesion material, they would actually do kind of an, what would that be called, hun? She's a math major, an upside down triangle in your tooth, whatever. But they would
triangle?
Well, they would angle it. They would angle it from the biting surface of the tooth down. They would angle it outward. So when they put the liquid mercury in, when it hardened, it would structurally hold the mercury in the tooth because it wasn't a straight up and down. If it was a straight up and down carve out on both sides, the mercury amalgam would fall out of the tooth because it's not a good adhesion material. Well, first of all, that should tell you that's a problem, because what happens, since it doesn't adhere good, is bacteria over time leaches behind and leaches down in the tooth, and it starts eating away closer to that root area. And that's why a lot of people that have amalgams have root canals, because it's eaten down into that root, because they would carve out a very large amount of tooth very deep in the tooth so the mercury would stay in the tooth. So when I was a kid, I had a lot of amalgams. And so those are the teeth that ended up getting 5 root canals last year. And then this year I started getting, I don't get headaches, but I got headaches in the morning. And turns out I had to have 3 more root canals because I had these mercury amalgams. And so anyway, let's just start with that. I'm just noticing that we're out of time for the first break. Please stay tuned. I'll finish up about the teeth, but this is a really important issue. And we'll be right back for segment 2 of Crossroads of Health.
Let's face it, whether seasonal or year-round, allergies just aren't fun and can take a toll on our quality of life. Allergies are a very common health problem, and approximately 1 out of 5 people in the United States are affected by hay fever. With this condition, substances in the environment, such as grass or tree pollens, can be a real challenge and is usually seasonal. Some people react year-round to things, such as dust mites, pet dander, or mold. Common symptoms include sneezing, runny nose, congested sinus, watery and/or itchy eyes, sinus pressure and pain, sleep problems, and a variety of other health problems. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients that have been shown to improve symptoms of allergy season-related challenges caused by natural pollen, airborne pollutants, dander, and other related allergens. Allergy Health by Emerald Labs can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. Visit shopnaturalproducts.com to learn more.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health. We've been talking about dental issues, and I just want to, before we get right back into that, I just want to let you know that you can connect with us at crossroadsofhealthradio.com. If you have any questions at all, feel free to email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That one's .net, but if you want to listen to our archives, that's crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Okay, so before we get back into it, Cassidy, how do you think Bomb did?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let me just finish up the thing on dental. Then we'll get into the talking point about Cassidy's knee, because that's really interesting. the couple points I want to drive home with the root canals is you need to go to the right dentist. I'm going to, again, remind you of who the dentist is out here on the West Coast, but you want to, if you're going to have a root canal, you want to go to the right guy. And yes, they can be expensive. But the one thing with root canals is the mercury amalgams that you know, you've got a leaching behind there, and that can lead to root canals often. The other thing is that when it's often thought that when you get root canals, do I need to have a crown on top of the root canal? Most dentists would say you do. I would agree with that. But people have thought for years that it's because the teeth become brittle over time because you've taken the root out of the tooth. And so the tooth becomes brittle because it's a dead tooth. But Dr. Mehta, the guy that we go to, he goes, no, that's wrong. He goes, the tooth gets so little blood flow, that's a non-issue. He goes, the issue is with root canals that you're actually weakening the structure of the tooth by drilling into it. And he goes, look, I try and remove as little material as I can, but nevertheless, you're still weakening that structure of the tooth. So you do need to have crowns. If you don't get crowns, the likelihood of getting what are known as microfractures is very high. And if you get microfractures in the tooth, now you've got an area where bacteria can get in and start to create havoc up in your periodontal ligament, up in the jawbone. And what happens is bone starts resorbing into the bloodstream, and you can see this in an x-ray. And then now you've got this sort of pocket of infection in your gum lining, or well, above your gum lining in the bone. And that can create all kinds of secondary issues. You're tired, you wake up with headaches. You know, it becomes like almost an autoimmune issue where your body has this infection that it can't get rid of because the infection is actually in the tooth in these microfractures. So you do need to get a crown after root canal. And the second, if you've had your wisdom teeth pulled, the second molar from the back, I'm not a dentist, there's numbers for these teeth, but it's the second molar from the back. Dr. Mehta said, those teeth, though, in each quadrant, the upper left, upper right, lower right, those teeth get 55% or more of the biting pressure. So even though you've got a bunch of teeth back there, that one tooth gets a horrendous amount of biting pressure. So the likelihood of microfractures in those teeth is very high because there's so much pressure on that tooth. So you need to get crowns if you get root canals. But removing all of the roots, all four of the roots, is very important. So anyway, there's a lot more issues that I could cover. But the doctor here, the orthodontist that we go to, is a guy named Chetan Mehta. It's a C-H-E-T-A-N, and then his last name, M-E-H-T-A. He's in Tustin. Mm-hmm. Tustin. Right. So if you look him up on the internet, Tustin, California, T-U-S-T-I-N, he is an A-plus orthodontist. But I will tell you, his root canals, you'll spend $1,500 to $2,000 for a root canal. I mean,
they're well done.
Well, and then you've got to pay for the crown on top of that. But you need to take care of your teeth, because if you have an infection in your tooth, whether it's a dying root or whether it's root canal, now you've got microfractures, you got a big problem, and you will have long-term effects from that. So that's just teeth issue. That's from my personal experience. And with that, we're going to get right into talking about Cassidy's knee. So Cassie, would you like to tell us how this whole situation started with your knee?
I did gymnastics for a while back. And
really? Wow. Good to know.
I know, right? And I injured it. Not quite sure how.
Well, didn't you go over that? You jumped over that thing?
Yeah, I went over this thing, and the coach said I pushed the kneecap up.
The thing?
It's just this round thing that you were flipping over. It's hard to explain. And then I was at, that was back in November of last year. And then in February, I was at a gymnastics competition, and then I did this vault. It's where you jump on a springboard and then flip onto this thing. And then I tweaked it a little or something, and then it just really started hurting. And so, yeah.
That's okay. That's okay.
Cassidy has a loose kneecap that can move
ACL.
From side to side. Is it a loose ACL? I thought
that's
it was
what, that's what the doctor
said. Well, here, we went to an orthopedist, and he ended up saying she has very loose joints, and her kneecap is very loose. But what we did is, after she ended up quitting gymnastics, her sister is doing diving now, and they want to do a different sport. She didn't just quit just to quit, but they want to do something different. So we said, okay, that's fine. And so I said, well, we're going to take a couple months off and let your knee heal, which I thought, well, we'll just let it heal up. You just walk normal.
And it wasn't healing.
And it wasn't healing. So finally, shoot, all right. And I thought maybe something's torn.
I guess
torn,
we have to go to the doctor now.
You know, yeah, Cassie's
rest
13.
Isn't working.
And, right. And so anyway, so she, we were going to start with the orthopedist, and he goes, well, she has really loose joints and this and that. And he said, oh, you should go to a shoe store and get these shoes. So anyway, they end up going to this shoe store, the New Balance store. And why don't you just tell them about what they found?
They found that her arches are very high. So she has a tendency to fall in onto the arch,
which exacerbates. Yeah, her knees tend to
inflammation in the knee.
Right, her knees tend to buckle in because of the high arches. Instead of her legs standing straight, you can just think of the knees just sort of buckling inward a little bit because of the. So it's just a structural issue she's born with. And I thought, who knew? Unless you go see an orthopedist or go to the New Balance. I guess you go to the New Balance. New Balance doesn't pay us for this, by the way.
They just could tell us she had high arches. They couldn't tell us anything about her knee.
But they had this machine that could sort of map everything out.
Put your foot on it, and then it like has these spikes that come up, and it like shows where the high points are and the low points. And
can tell you what kind of support you need. I'm like, hey, wait, I want to do this. So I went on there. I'm a neutral. That's what I am. So
but for practical help for all of you listeners, for us, it was the New Balance store here in Southern California. But stores have these machines that can measure your arches. And if you have, you know, some sort of knee pain or something, you making sure that you're structurally are neutral or you don't pronate or supinate, I think is the other word. Mm-hmm. It's important to know this because you can cause knee problems. And so we ended up getting Cassie new shoes and we got her these inserts. And she got this knee brace. And so now...
Much better than surgery, which was what they told us at first. Like, she might have something torn. We're like, oh, no.
And we had the MRI done, and he looks, and he's like, no, everything looks good. And we're like, well, what is the deal?
So we're hoping with all of this, her inflammation will go down, and we're going to have her do some joint health. And
he gave me these exercises that you, like, can do at the gym and stuff, and that will strengthen your knee.
Well, he said, yeah, like going on the elliptical, not so much running because it's a little harsh, but he said she has an injury there and she needs to be careful to not agitate the injury. So he said, go on the elliptical, but he said she needs to build the kind of the quadricep muscles up just above on the right and left of the kneecap to help hold the kneecap in place. So now we got her gym membership, and my gosh, those aren't cheap. But anyway, that's a whole other story.
Everything costs money nowadays.
Julie and I, for 25 years, we pay how much, hon?
Oh, boy, $5 a month.
$5 a month for 25 years, and we're never letting go of this gym membership.
Lord,
but Cassie's like, you know, 40 or something. But anyway, but that's another story. But it's cheaper than gymnastics. But so Cassie, so we're building up the muscle and then giving her these things to deal with the high arches.
Especially if you do a lot of running or exercise that's impact on the knee, make sure you have the right shoes. That's one thing I never took care of.
We never would have known about this if you didn't injure your knee in gymnastics. You would have just gone through life and gone, you know, my knees...
Hurt.
Your knees might have hurt because they're always buckling inward. So I'm actually thankful that she had the injury in gymnastics because it brought all this to light. So we just share that for practical help for you guys. And I do want to mention Dr. Stengler, who's a naturopathic medical doctor. He's the doctor that formulates all of our products at Emerald Labs. And I went to him last week. I'm actually getting this ozone treatment, which is another story. But they basically pull out your blood. They infuse it with ozone. And then they drip it back into you, which at first I was like, ooh, really? But apparently some really cool research on this. And so anyway, helping with the bone infection from the root canal. So I'm going down there once a week. But while I was there, I asked him about joint health for Cassidy because she's so young. I said, would you recommend joint health for her and or UC2? And he's like, yeah, UC2, that's more for if you've got a rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis condition, which she's too young for that. But the joint health for Emerald Labs, that gives your body kind of the raw material to be able to effectively rebuild tissue, some soft tissue injuries, things like that. So he said, yeah, that might help for 2 or 3 months. So we're going to put her on the joint health. So that'll be one of the things on special this week. But I want to talk about joint health just briefly before the break. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I just want to tell people, if you have joint pain, our joint health product and the UC2, they're two different products and they have completely different modes of action, but these are products you should seriously consider. I can tell you, if you take these products and it'll work for you, you can email me at Crossroads Health and I'll give your money back. I can tell you these products work for everybody I've ever given them to. You have to be faithful to use them. But the joint health basically, you know, it has the glucosamine sulfate, it has something called BioCell Collagen, has Mariva turmeric, which is an Italian turmeric extract. So much of the turmeric out there comes from China. They're using class 1 carcinogenic solvents or cancer causing solvents in the production of that product. So you really want to use something that is been shown in the human clinical data to give you the best result. And Mariva, hands down, is the best product. 29 times more effectively utilized in the bloodstream than any other turmeric out there. So
and
it is
a great anti-inflammatory. Right.
Yeah, for anything inflammatory, we have Mareva and other products, the liver health, the osteobone health, the heart health, because inflammation is involved with those conditions also. But those two products, really just fantastic products for anything regarding joint pain. And I just want to talk about those because of Cassidy's issue. And it really is something that can help you or anybody. You know, joint pain is such a common problem. And with rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, I'm not suggesting any kind of cure here or anything. I'm just saying if you suffer from these conditions, these products might be helpful to you. So it's something that you might want to consider. Anyway, we are out of time for segment two, and we are going to have Cassidy bring us in to segment three.
Let's see if she does better than I did.
We'll see how she does. Cassidy's really going to turn on the charm here, and we'll see how she does. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Also, tune in each week to save an additional percent off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code is BADDOG, BADDOG, for an additional 35% off the products mentioned on today's show at www.shopnaturalproducts.com. naturalproducts.com.
And now back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Hello and welcome back to Crossroads of Health. If you're just tuning in, you can find this show or any previous radio shows at www.crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Or if you'd like to purchase any of our products, you can go to www.shopnaturalproducts.com to purchase any of our products there.
Boom. That's pretty good.
Wow,
all right.
You're hired. Woohoo.
Okay, so we're going to get right into talking about the Multis, and then we're going to talk about our adrenal health, because that's such a significant product for Julie, and really,
my
and for the girls.
Product.
Well, there you go. Favorite product. But I want to talk about the Multis briefly, because that's the foundation for everything. And we're not going to go do a deep dive on this. We're going to do kind of a 30,000-foot view and talk about a few things. But I'm going to let Julie... since she's been a little quiet for the show, and I got to tell a quick story here. So one lady one time, she calls down at Emerald Labs. She's talking to Danny, my sales manager. I might have talked about this on the radio show before. And She says, "Oh man," she goes, I love that Crossroads Health radio show." She goes, "That Melody, she's great, and that other guy, what's his?" I'm like, "What? That other? Do you know who the host is? That's anyway, whatever." But yeah, so I'm that other guy and Melody. So I'm
everybody's who, missing Melody today.
And if you're that person listening to the show, I realize I'm talking a lot, so I'm going to let Julie talk about the Maltese because you know sometimes women connect to women. And anyway, I try and share the mic. Take it away, hon. Talk about the Maltese.
Take it away. When the kids were young, I was really getting into looking for a Maltie for kids, and it was so hard to find. And there were a few things that I'd always look for in a Maltie. I'd look at the form of calcium. If it was calcium carbonate, I knew that company did not care about what form of calcium was in there.
And I'm going to interject, because calcium carbonate is the cheapest form of calcium you can buy. And we personally experienced that calcium carbonate, even in the cereal we bought, would constipate our children.
It
is that right?
It was also when we were using like rice milk or something, and it was in there, and we could not figure out why.
But it would constipate.
So even a
teeny little bit of calcarb in the cereal that sometimes we get at Whole Foods or somewhere, and you'd get at the market or whatever, but you have to look, and Julie would look, and she'd be like, "No, can't have calcarb," because she noticed in their diapers it would constipate them. So anyway, but that's why companies use calcarb, because it is dirt cheap compared to other forms of calcium.
And so, of course, in the Maltese that are at Emerald Labs, there is no calcium carbonate. It's the more absorbable form of calcium. So I would look for that, and I would also look at iron. Do they put iron in there? Because iron was also something that honestly could make your poop hard as rocks. So
there you go.
And when I was pregnant with the girls, I would look at the prenatal formulas, and I just had a really hard time with that. So those are a couple of things that I look for in there. The forms of what is in the Maltese was super important.
The forms of the minerals. The B vitamins, that's not so much. I mean, we'll talk about the coenzyme A, but the forms of the minerals is crucial because there's many different forms. Some are more expensive, some are less expensive. And most people don't know what forms of minerals are good versus what forms are not good.
And the other thing that I would look for, too, is how much did they put in? When I was looking at the kids' Maltese, if you look at the little gummy bears, those are just like glorified candy, honestly. The amount they put in, like a vitamin C or whatever, is so small. There's not much potency there at all. And in the Emerald Lab formulas, you get high potency, the dosages that you need. And that was one thing that we always looked for in the multi. What we ended up doing for our kids is I looked and I looked and I looked. And by the time I figured out I couldn't find anything, we just started putting them on the Emerald Labs at a smaller amount.
Well, and you take the powder and we mix it in their cereal or we do
juice.
Something else. Because it's so hard because we're the additive-free company. We don't use additives in our products, which is additives are things that make the powder flow better or they're used as a lubricant or different things. But these things are potentially not good for you. And that's a whole different show about additives. But anyway, suffice it to say, some of these additives are just really not good for you. So we don't use any additives on our products. But because of that, so many kids, little kids, Maltese, they have to be gummies, which as Julie said, that's glorified candy, or
tablets.
They have to be tablets. Tablets have to have stearic acid, which is a very bad additive. Comes from cottonseed oil, which is full of pesticides, full of GMOs. That's something you really don't want to give to your infants if you can avoid it. And so it's very hard to get a delivery system for a little kid in a Maltese. So what we did, we would have to take ours and we'd say, put it in the cereal and try and find a flavor profile that it wouldn't just completely ruin it where they wouldn't eat it, you know?
We mostly did it in juice and had them just chug it down. They didn't like that, but...
but that's... And that... Someday, I might want to come out with something that we can do, some sort of additive-free, maybe a stick pack or something for infants, but we're not there. And it's flavor profiles is the key. And to do it correctly without having a bunch of artificial sweeteners and artificial flavors, it's challenging.
Difficult.
So, and it has to have shelf life and not get all cakey and be a rock when you buy it. And there's
That's
a lot of
issues.
That's why
we really didn't find one that worked.
Exactly. So anyway, so with kids, our Maltese, you could give them one a day and that could really be helpful. And let me just say on the Maltese, you know, if you're talking about somebody who has osteoarthritis, you know, you're looking at 1,000 milligrams of calcium and 500 milligrams of magnesium, a 2-to-1, the Maltese aren't going to touch that. These formulas are built as modular formulas where the multi is the foundation. You think of a house.
Right.
And you build on top of that. And so these, the minerals, they're reasonable mineral quantities, but you can't put that kind of level at 1,000 milligrams calcium because what you're going to end up having to take is, you know, 12 capsules a day. So we put in high levels of the B vitamins because that's what gives you energy, supports adrenal function, and then we give you reasonable levels of the minerals that will help you, but then you can supplement on top of that based on if you need extra magnesium or extra things for osteo bone health or whatever. So it's built as sort of a multi is your foundation, then you build on top of that.
So anybody who has a deep deficiency in something, the multi will help that, but it won't cover that completely.
Well, necessarily,
because it's a foundational.
Right. And necessarily, it depends what the deficiency is, but like it's been shown, and in fact, in our family's blood work, almost Julie, Courtney, and Cassidy, based on the blood work Dr. Singer did two rounds ago, I think they were all low in magnesium. Right. And this is not uncommon because U.S. Department of Agriculture studies, many throughout the last number of decades, have shown deficiencies in magnesium, zinc, and other minerals in the soil because of synthetic fertilizers, because we don't really compost anymore. And it just gets worse and worse each generation that goes by. And your body produces zero minerals and almost no vitamins. A couple B vitamins in the gut it produces, but very few. And it's just that's just challenging. So anyway, so you have to get your minerals out of the food supply. So supplementing additional magnesium might be important for people. Calcium tends to not be as much of a problem. It can be, but magnesium is often a biggie. So we all supplement extra magnesium. But then magnesium also can cause loose stools sometimes. So the girls, when they were at gymnastics, right?
Don't tell
Cassidy,
that story.
Cassidy, is that?
Yeah, it was bad. Let's just say that, okay?
It was bad. Okay, yeah. As Cassidy gets older, she's more aware.
Self-conscious.
There you
well,
go.
I'm not going to. So, I don't need to say that part. They know what I mean.
Okay, there you go. So, yeah, that's right. Okay, with that, so on the multi, there are lots of other things with the multi. I do want to talk about the methylfolate quickly. That is the form. Folic acid is the synthetic form of that vitamin. Folate is the natural form. But it has now been shown, thanks to Dr. Stengler, he's not the guy that showed it across medicine as a whole, but he brought it to our attention, that your body has to coenzymate or put the B vitamins in a form in which they can be utilized in the bloodstream. So when you consume them in the capsule, they're not in that form. So your body often, and so your body has to convert them. Well, we give you the pre-converted forms of the B2, the B6, the B12, and the folate. And that is really important, especially for the folate. It becomes something called L5-methyltetrahydrofolate. No, you don't have to remember that. But this form is the form your body needs it in. And we now know that over 46% of the population has a gene defect. And this can be tested for in your blood work. And if you have that gene defect, your body cannot properly convert folate into that needed form in the body. So you get a big problem. In fact, folate is crucial for brain development, certainly for you ladies that pregnancy issues and management of homocysteine, which is heart health. So many issues folate is involved in. But when we went and got our blood work done, our young daughter here, Cassidy, you can either get the chromosome from one parent or from both parents. And if you
there
get,
you go. She yeah, got both.
Thanks
she
a
got,
lot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So she
They're
got.
They're always telling us how they too. Get the bad genes from us.
Julie and I each got one from one parent. So, you know, we have one good one and one bad one. So we both gave her both our, each of us
our
gave
bad.
Her the bad one. So she gets both. So she has,
needs this more than anybody.
So when she was with Dr. Singer, she and Dr. Singer have this little jousting match. It's funny. So he's like, can you remember things okay as I'm talking? Because I'm not sure your brain is working properly. And he's like, well, be quiet. And it was just funny because he's like, folate for brain development. So I always tell Cassie, I go, look, as long as you take our multis, you don't have a problem. But I will tell you, you guys on the radio, we are the only multi in health food stores that uses methylfolate in our multis. I haven't seen, and I'm not saying somebody else won't come out with one, but for the last number of years, we are the only multis that have methylfolate. And I don't use any other form except for this. And ours is manufactured in Italy. It costs about over $25,000 a kilo.
Nobody else uses it.
Yeah, because it's money.
It's very expensive.
So, but it's a crucial issue. We have over 17, I think, no, I'm sorry, not over. We have 17 different multis. And we just will put those on special at the end too. We also have prenatals. Check us out. You can check us out on Shop Natural, all the different multis. When we come back, we're going to talk about adrenal health, and then we're going to get right into the getting to know you. So please stay tuned.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to help fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Labs science-based multivitamin formulas by going to emeraldlabs.com. That's emeraldlabs.com. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
If you prefer to buy at the retail level, you can find the Emerald Laboratories brand of products at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. If you are just tuning in, you can check out all of our old radio shows on crossroadsofhealthradio.com. One thing I do want to mention is many of our radio shows are on iTunes also. For those of you that are out there, you know, iTunes is it. So, and I'm so happy over the last, we hired this SEO, search engine optimization guy. A lot of those guys aren't worth their salt. We hired him back at the beginning of the year. He has done such a fantastic job for us. We have been rated the number one show in fitness and nutrition on iTunes for, you know, a number of times over the last, well, since the beginning of the year. And we're always in the top five fitness nutrition shows. And on all of the iTunes podcasts out there, we are rated number 157, which is tremendous.
Thank you, listeners.
Thank you, listeners, for your support. The downloads keep growing. And we just want to help people. I started this ratio because I want to help people. The whole company was started because I want to help people. And I hope that comes through on the radio show. I don't go home at night thinking about money. I tell people that, you know, look, everybody, you know, we're in business. We want to make money. But I do not go home at night thinking about money. I think about how I can help people. And I like building stuff. Building stuff is fun. And so this is really cool. So thank you for all your support. But with that, we want to get into last thing, the adrenal health. And we're going to take just again, today we're kind of doing kind of a not a deep dive, but more of a 30,000 foot view on these products. So we have other shows that do more of a deep dive on these products. If you're interested, you can look at our archives and check that out. But Julie, honey, sometimes I call her, I go, honey. She's honey. Like, oh, honey. It's like, anyway, so we're more of a hun, you know. Hun. And, you know, yep, when we first got married, I always liked the term babe, but
I don't know, that didn't work for me.
Julie's like, no.
I like the term.
Yeah. Cassidy, yep. Might, if you, you
it'll
know.
Skip yep. A generation.
Yeah. I want my husband to call me babe. Someday.
But Julie's like, no, babe.
I don't know,
for
that
me.
Doesn't work for me.
I don't know. I always thought it was kind of cool, but Julie's like, nope, no babe. So, no, okay, babe. Well, there you go. So, anyway, so. Hun, why don't you tell the people, she said, I'm going to tell them what adrenal health has done for me. And I think that's good. I think you ladies and men too, I think you sort of connect to this is what it does for us. So just tell them what your experience is with this product.
Well, I think because I'm a mom, I'm busy. I always put too much stuff on my plate until my wonderful husband says that's too much. And so stress and needing that energy and not getting enough sleep is always something that I struggle with. And so the adrenal health is something that has really helped me. I take 2 in the morning with food, and it helps me get over that 2-3 o'clock hump, you know what I mean, where I'm just ready to take a nap. But if I am consistently taking that, it helps me with the energy that I need to get through that part of the day, especially if I haven't slept enough. And I've also noticed that it sort of takes the edge off my anxiety and my stress. It gives me a little more calm. So that it has really, really helped me without all the B vitamins that are in there. So
there's a lady.
That's one thing that I love about that product.
Well, there's a lady who goes to our church and she used to call them the magic pills. I've mentioned on this show before, but Sadie Christine, if she's listening, I don't know. It's
she
weird.
And I became good friends because I heard she's like taking her kids to three different schools and running around. And she's like, I'm just exhausted all the time. And I said, hey, do you take vitamins? And we just became friends because of adrenal health.
Isn't that funny? And they just became great friends, and it's just funny how
they're like besties.
How Lord works through all that, and it's really neat. So anyway, we got to give credit where credit's due, and I will tell you, this business is successful because God has blessed our business, and we're very thankful for that, and we're thankful all you guys listening and supporting us. But we'll be here as long as the Lord allows us to be here. But we're committed to all of you and committed to making great products. And so
we take the products that we make. So we're behind them 100%.
Absolutely. So anyway, so that's all we have time for on adrenal health today. So just suffice to say, we use the coenzyme A forms, a B2, B6, B12. We don't use folate in this one because it's not really indicated for adrenal issues. We have Sensoreal. It's a branded form of ashwagandha. And rhodiola, just a standardized extract. Really just a great, great product. And so many people suffer from adrenal fatigue. It's a huge issue. So this is a product Dr. Singer says all of his patients should be on, pretty much. I mean, I'm always hesitant to say all, but really almost every patient that comes in Dr. Singer's clinic gets adrenal health because it's such...
They get the multi and the adrenal health.
Yeah, because they're foundational. With that, we want to get into our getting to know you because it's funny. And I'll tell you, we bought a dog last year. It's called a Skipperkey. Melody's uploaded some
of his pants. Her
name is Jetpack.
Because she's really hyper.
Yeah, and she was just such a cute dog. We saw the picture on the internet. It took us about 2 or 3 years for the breeder to get us a Skipperkey female, and we had to drive to Washington to pick her up. And anyway, there's a lot of stories about her. She has a puppy. She liked to eat her poo.
She doesn't need any adrenal health.
Disgusting.
I know. Do you any of your guys out there, your dogs eat their poo? But that was like, oh my gosh, it's terrible. So anyway,
she's growing out of that.
Yeah, slowly.
But not quickly.
She still
likes
the peacock poops. Yeah.
But let me say, this is, so yeah. We, a while back, we had these latex balloons that we homeschool our kids. We're teaching this chemistry class. We had these latex balloons. So I thought, oh, it'll be fun. I'll blow up a balloon and I'll let it, you know how when your kids get a blower and Jetpack will want to chase it and it'll be really fun. So yeah. I blew it up and she's chasing around.
They know where this is going.
And it blows down the hall and it was like 1 second. And I'm like, where's the balloon? Courtney's like, I don't know. And I was like, oh my gosh, she ate the latex balloon. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, it's going to go in her stomach and in her small intestine. It's going to get stuck.
And then my mom was like, you know, she can suffocate from that, right?
And I'm just like, yeah. And I'm like, now it's going to be a $3,000 surgery. They're going to cut her up. And oh, it's terrible. So anyway, I'm like, we go online. We start looking.
Like what to do for dogs who eat balloons.
And let me just say that she ended up, she sort of digested the latex, and we could see it was a pink balloon. We could see little pink pieces. So
it was actually peach colored that came out.
But her body did break it down. So she's okay now, and we didn't have to have surgery. So for those of you, if your dog eats latex balloons, so I went online and I'm reading, and on Flickr, they had all these comments about things dogs have eaten, and we were cracking up. I remember one, some guy said, oh, my dog ate all, he had a whole bag, like 17 or 20 latex balloons. We said, well, have a nice day. And they just let,
the bag came out too.
Yeah. So we were just cracking up. So we purposely didn't read a lot of these comments because we were laughing and we just wanted you guys to get our real reactions. But these are just so funny. So we're just going to read some of these comments. And
this dog ate 4 candles. Don't light a fire near
this dog. This dog ate a whole cake and the box it was in.
My dog ate a fly, then my dog burped and the fly came out. No joke, so weird, I guess. So just read the actual comments. It's funny, girls.
Dog is wild for bees and bumblebees that sting him, but he chases and eats them anyway.
You're just like,
then
really?
He starts smacking his lips because they sting him.
My daughter, mine loves to eat daughter's insole shoes and ballet shoes. She also loves to eat flowers and grass. Do you think my dog is a mutant sheep or is it normal?
This one is a whole bunch of $20 bills, fortunately passed right through, crumpled up, but mostly intact. I guess they were pretty tasty, judging by how many she chowed down. My folks always said money was dirty. In this case, they were ripe.
Here, oh, an entire frozen peach pie, which she had to open the freezer to get. The freezer now gets bungee corded. Peach pies give boxers diarrhea and horrible, horrible stinky farts. We had one miserable boxer for a couple days, but you know what? If she could do it again today, she would not hesitate. Ay, ay, ay.
We should have talked about super cleanse with
okay,
this.
Okay, yeah, totally. Here, one more comment, hon, and then we're out of time.
I want to tell them, though, about the luau spicy chips that...
Quick, we don't have a lot of time.
They thought it would be hilarious to give lick out the bag. Yeah, and the diarrhea and the poop.
Yeah, luau spicy.
So disgusting, and it stunk so bad. It was horrible.
Okay.
It was so bad.
So, okay, I wish we could go on and on. These are just too funny. But anyway, let me just say, we are going to put all of the multis on special. That's 17 multis. We're going to put the joint health. We're going to put the UC2 on special at 35% off. We're going to put both sizes of adrenal, the 60s and the 120s. And I think that's it. The code this week is bad dog.
You tell him.
It's bad dog, no space, all one word, just B-A-D-D-O-G, no space.
Bad dog, bad dog.
Bad dog.
Bad dog.
So say it again, spell it out.
B-A-D-D-O-G,
bad
no
dog,
space.
Bad dog, you can type it in the coupon code on shopnaturalproducts.com to get a discount on any of these products. All the Maltese, joint health, adrenal both sizes, or UC2. And with that, we are definitely out of time this week. So please join us again on Crossroads of Health.